Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Catalina with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's chairship of BRICS is based on people-centric and humanity-first approach. Nagaland operationalizes State Water Informatics Center under National Hydrology Project. Nagaland settles 387 cases at National Lok Adalat. And Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare Kevilenio Angami calls for stronger oral cancer prevention and screening. Now the news in detail. The 18th BRICS Summit began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi under India's chairship. Addressing the opening session of the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said BRICS has established its identity on the world stage over the last 20 years and described the ongoing summit as a historic milestone. The Prime Minister said India's chairship of BRICS is based on a people-centric and humanity-first approach.
Bharat ki BRICS adhyakshata people-centric aur humanity-first approach par aadharit hai. Resilience, innovation, cooperation और सस्टेनेबिलिटी हमारी प्राथमिकताएं रही हैं. इन प्राथमिकताओं के साथ हमने ब्रिक्स सहयोग को सामान्य जन से जोड़ने का विशेष बल दिया है. इसी सोच के साथ 350 से अधिक बैठकों का आयोजन किया गया. लगभग 30 शहरों में आपकी टीम्स का स्वागत करने का हमें अवसर मिला.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड Resilience, innovation, cooperation, and sustainability have been India's foremost priorities as chair. Guided by these priorities, India has laid special emphasis on connecting BRICS cooperation directly with the common people. The Prime Minister also proposed a 10-point roadmap for global governance at the summit. Nagaland Governor has notified the establishment and operationalization of State Water Informatics Center, SWIC, under National Hydrology Project, NHP, implemented by Department of Water Resources Nagaland with immediate effect. The SWIC will collect water resources data from various departments and organizations and standardize it as per guidelines of National Water Informatics Center, NWIC. The center will be managed by existing officers and staff of the Department of Water Resources under the superintending engineer in charge of NHP, while additional manpower may be provided as required. The establishment of SWIC was approved by the State Cabinet on August 21, 2026 and is in compliance with the Memorandum of Agreement signed on July 7, 2022 between NWIC and Water Resources Department, Nagaland. Nagaland recorded an overall disposal rate of about 87% at today's National Lok Adalat, with 387 of the 444 cases taken up were disposed of. Of the cases disposed of, 318 were pre-litigation cases, while 69 were pending cases involving a total settlement amount of over 5 crore rupees. A total of 11 benches were set up at the district headquarters of the district legal services authorities across the state under the aegis of the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority. Cases taken up were at pre-litigation stage, including bank recovery cases, loan recovery and telephone bills, and those at pending stages were criminal compoundable offences, MACT, and other civil cases. Dimapur recorded the highest number of disposed cases with 152 cases, while Tuensang and Zonoboto recorded the lowest with 5 cases each. The annual state review meeting of the National Oral Health Program, along with Oral Cancer Screening Orientation and Hands-on Training Program, was held on September 10 and 11 at Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima. Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare Kevilenio Angami highlighted the rising concern of oral cancer in the state and stressed the need for greater awareness, prevention, early detection, accurate diagnosis, timely referral and appropriate treatment. She urged dental surgeons across Nagaland to strengthen their knowledge and skills in oral diagnosis and biopsy procedures and make full use of the hands-on training to improve early detection and patient care. She further appreciated Dr. K.N.T. Kedichu Foundation and its partners for supporting capacity building among dental professionals in the state. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Member Secretary of the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, Nico Akami, inaugurated a legal services clinic at Cross College, Lierie, Kohima yesterday. Addressing the students, Mr. Akami cautioned them against involvement in illicit drug activities and stressed serious legal consequences of offences related to possession, transportation, sale and trafficking of narcotic substances. He also highlighted the provisions of the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO Act, and urged students to exercise caution while creating or sharing content involving children online. Mr. Akami also spoke on the National Lok Adalat, which facilitates amicable settlement of pending and pre-litigation cases. Meanwhile, panel lawyer Kohima DLSA Asan Walling highlighted the NALSA Child-Friendly Legal Services for Children Scheme 2024, stressing the need for child-sensitive and age-appropriate legal assistance. Government Polytechnic Kohima hosted a career counseling and awareness session Pragati 2026 yesterday. A key focus of the event was introducing students to SATI, self-assessment tests and help for entrance exams, a flagship initiative by the Ministry of Education in collaboration with IIT Kanpur. The session focused on five key pillars: awareness, development, aspiration, technology and innovation, aimed to guide students on career opportunities, emerging technologies and competitive examination preparation through the SATI portal. Principal Keyakr Rutso, Senior and Academic Lecturer Petesetio, and Training and Placement Officer Ketulhu Gengurishe S. were among those who provided expert guidance. Students also interacted with the experts on career pathways and academic opportunities, while guests reviewed a science exhibition showcasing innovative models developed by the students. Deputy Chief Minister Waipaton has congratulated Mahibeni Gifti Jami on becoming the first Naga to represent India at the 6th World Nomad Games held in Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan. In an update, Mr. Paton said, "It is a proud moment for the state and the entire country to witness her participate on an international platform." Ms. Jami competed in the traditional board game Togus Kurgul under Intellectual Strategy Games category. Her participation helped Team India secure the 17th position alongside Korea, while she finished 27th individually among 133 participants from 48 nations. The Deputy Chief Minister further hoped that Ms. Jami's achievement would inspire more young people from the state to pursue opportunities on international platforms. And India has set the Guinness World Record with world's longest steel slag road at Raigarh in Chhattisgarh. The 1.85-kilometer road marks a major scale-up of an indigenous technology that converts processed steel slag, a byproduct of steel production, into aggregates for road construction. Speaking at the conferment ceremony of the Guinness World Record in New Delhi today, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that steel slag road technology can reduce road construction costs by around 40% while delivering four times the strength of conventional roads. He said that this technology is being pursued by CSIR, Central Road Research Institute, New Delhi, with private sector participation. Dr. Singh said that this initiative simultaneously lives up to more than one flagship priorities of this government, emphasizing on waste-to-wealth recycling options. To end the news, a repeat of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's chairship of BRICS is based on people-centric and humanity-first approach. Nagaland operationalizes State Water Informatics Center under National Hydrology Project. Nagaland settles 387 cases at National Lok Adalat. And Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare Kivilenio Angami calls for stronger oral cancer prevention and screening. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.